Good morning. It's time for In the Green Outdoors with Carol Kelly and Gail Martin. Each week, the ladies will bring you planting and gardening ideas, tell you about native Ohio plants, prairies, and habitats. Great tips for everything in the green outdoors. This week with Gail Martin.
Good morning. This is Gail Martin coming to you with another segment of In the Green Outdoors. Since November is Native American Heritage Month, I thought I'd share a couple more Native American legends with you. Today, we'll cover a creation story and another on why tree leaves turn color in the fall. My first story is Big Turtle. It is a Wyandot or Huron legend. You have to hear this story first in order to better understand my second story. So here goes. Many years ago, the world had two parts. The animals lived in the lower part, which was completely covered in water and had no land or soil. The sky world had lots of soil with beautiful mountains and valleys. And one day a girl from the sky world went for a walk and became tired. She sat down under a hawthorn tree and fell asleep. A rumbling like thunder sounded, and the ground cracked open into a big hole. The frightened girl awoke screaming and tried to move, but it was too late. She and the tree slid right through the hole and tumbled out of the sky. Fortunately for the girl, two swans who were swimming below saw her falling and spread their wings together to catch her. The girl thanked the swans and was happy, and they saved her, but wondered how she would get back to Sky World. She knew she could not stay on their backs forever. "We will take you to Big Turtle," said the swans. "He knows everything." Upon hearing the girl's story, the Big Turtle called all the animals in the world to a meeting. He told them of an old story that soil could still be found deep under the water, and his plan was to collect soil from the bottom and put it on his back so the girl would have an island to live on. Right away, the otter, beaver, and muskrat began to argue over who would dive for the soil. Toskaway, the little toad, popped out of the water and said she would do it because she could dive very deep. And this made the other animals laugh and point because they thought the toad was too small and ugly to help. Big Turtle, becoming quite annoyed with this behavior, declared everyone was equal and should have the opportunity to try. Otter went first, smoothing his glossy fur, taking a deep breath before diving. He was underwater for a long time before he surfaced, gasping for air and declaring it was too deep. Beaver then slapped the water with his tail and disappeared. When he finally came up, also gasping for air, he said it was too far to go, and he declared no one could go that deep. Muskrat tried and failed. Finally, it was the little toad's turn. She took a deep breath and jumped. And after being gone for an extremely long time, Toskwee appeared and spit a few grains of soil onto Big Turtle's back before falling back into the water dead. The turtle ordered the others to rub the soil bits into his back and spread them around on his shell. And the grains grew and grew until a large island was formed, one that was big enough for the girl to live on. And that island grew into the world we know today, and the people who inhabit it are the descendants of the Sky Girl. Many Native American people had similar stories about how the earth was created on the back of a turtle. Hence the commonly used phrase, Turtle Island, often found in Native American myth and folklore when talking about the earth. Many believed that earthquakes happened because the turtle became tired of staying in the same position and moved. And toad also has not been forgotten among the Wyandot or Huron, who call toad grandmother, and no one is ever allowed to harm a toad. My final story today is why the leaves have many colors in autumn, and is also a Wyandot or Huron legend. This is a story of a battle fought by the deer and the bear in the land of the sky. Now, the bear was selfish and proud. He often made trouble among the animals of the Great Council. And when he heard the deer had walked over the Rainbow Bridge into the Skyland, he was angry and decided to punish the deer. So the bear went to the Rainbow Bridge, and leaping along its beautiful way of glowing colors, he came into the sky and found the deer. The bear admonished the deer, saying, "The Skyland is the home of the little turtle. Why did you come here? Why did you not meet us in the Great Council and then wait until all the animals could come here to live?" That questioning made the deer angry, as he felt only the wolf should ask him such questions, and that the bear had no right to speak to the deer in such a manner. And the deer said to the bear, "You have gone about making trouble among the animals long enough. You shall never do that again." The deer then declared that he would kill the bear. He arched his neck, tossed his head, and showed off his beautiful sharp antlers. The hair on the back of deer's neck stood up and his eyes blazed as if on fire. He thought to end the bear's life with one stroke of his terrible horns. The bear was not afraid, for he knew he was strong and had long claws. He stood erect and growled, and the sound shook the sky like rolling thunder. The two struggled for an exceptionally long time, and the bear was severely wounded by the deer. When the rest of the animals in the Great Council heard the awful noise of battle, the wolf decided to go into the sky to stop it. All animals had to obey the wolf, so the deer turned and ran away, and the bear also fled along the paths of the sky. As the deer ran, the bear's blood dripped from his antlers. It fell into the lower world and made the leaves of many trees turn colors. Some became red, some yellow, orange, brown, and even shades of scarlet and crimson. Now, each year when autumn comes, the leaves of the trees take on these many colors, and the forests are flooded with the soft, glowing beauty. The Wyandots say that the blood of the bear has again been thrown down from the sky upon the trees of the great island. I hope you have enjoyed these Native American legends from long ago. Again, these and other stories can be found at www.firstpeople.us. Join me again in 2 weeks when my next broadcast will cover a story from the Iroquois people. As always, if you have any questions or comments on this broadcast, you may call me at 419-688-9800 or email me at Gale, that's G-A-L-E, at nativesinharmony.com. This is Gail Martin, signing off for In the Green Outdoors.
And there's your show for the week. In the Green Outdoors is a production of WZMO Radio. The show airs Saturdays and Mondays right after the second cup at about 9:30 a.m. If you have a question or comment for Carol or Gail, you can email it to WZMO@roadrunner.com. Thank you for listening.